Radio is a service of the Appaloosa Springs Audio Theater Group. Appaloosa Radio is where stories come alive. Appaloosa Radio introduces Furious, an audio story by D.R. Nichols.
You hate me. You know you do. You'd blast me with rockets. Machine gun me to utter annihilation. Demand the fates pelt down fierce brimstone. If you could. If you could. Really. If I would. Let you catch me. Let you catch me. But you can't. No, you can't. No one. Nobody. Can ever catch me. I'm uncatchable. I'm remarkable. I'm unbreakable. I'm unshakable. I'm unstable. The legendary. Terror of the road. Furious. Infuriating. Insulting. Fast driving punk. I drive the Japanese sports car. That bright red one with the big pipes. The one that cut you off. Darted in and out, back and forth. Lane to lane. All the same. Made you breathe my fumes. Made you listen to my social distortion tunes. You hate me. You know you do. You'd blast me with rockets. Machine gun me to utter annihilation. Demand the fates pelt down fierce brimstone. If you could. I do 90 in a 35 zone. Whiz through the orange cones. Like I own. The road. Endangering your stability. And tranquility. And equanimity. I pass where there is no lane. Squeeze in tight. I'm really insane. But it is my game. And here's my name. The legendary. Terror of the road. Furious. Infuriating. Insulting. Fast driving punk. Thank you. I'm insane. I smoke my cigarettes, blow my pipe, throw out my trash, as I feel a need. All I care about is speed. 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 Slow-moving old ladies, who mind the rules? Go slow to save fuel. Use turn signals. Stop at the signs. Sluggish a full block before the yellow. Make me angry. Furious. I'm really insane. But it is my game. And here's my name. The legendary terror of the road. Infuriating. Insulting. Fast driving punk. You hate me. You know you do. You'd blast me with rockets. Machine gun me to utter annihilation. Demand the fates pelt down fierce brimstone. If you could. If you could. Really. If I would. Let you catch me. Let you catch me. But you can't. No, you can't. No one. Nobody. Can ever catch me.
Sunny day, flashed those big brown eyes my way, and though I wanted you forevermore. Now, I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before.
Well, I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
It was 4:30-ish and I was leaving work. I'm a customer support representative. I spend my day in my tiny cubicle solving people's problems. But, come 4:30 and I'm gone. As fast as I can trot, I head for my Mary Lou. Now, not everyone names their car. Mine is just so cheery, she had to have a name. I named her Mary Lou after that old 1960s song. Every time I think of her, I start singing it. Oh, Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. So cute. So sexy. So fast. I can't help but smile. I'm done solving people's problems. Time to show Mary Lou how much I love her. I beep the remote and she winks back. I know she is ready, really ready. Another chirp, chirp, and I slide in. I love the smell of those leather seats. Morocco. Moroccan leather and Italian design. Those seats are bitchin' absolute perfection. I push the remote again, and the sunroof rolls back. Light my cigarette. Adjust my tunes. Loud, of course. I always start with an old favorite, Social Distortion's Ring of Fire. It gets me moving. I feel the flames growing higher and higher, surrounding me, overwhelming all reality. I am ready for the ride to hell, driving like the demon himself. I put Mary Lou into gear and begin my exit. As I enter Roe Drive, a stupid woman pushing a baby carriage darts into my path. At first, I believed she was a real mom pushing her baby in a pram. On second glance, I realize that it is a homeless crazy endlessly pushing her belongs from nowhere to nowhere. Rather than stop, I jerk the wheel to the left and pass in front of her. Cleared her by almost a foot. She begins yelling at me. Waving her arms. Couldn't hear anything. Music was too loud. I make a hard left onto 6th Avenue. It always gets congested here. There's a hospital a block or so away. It never fails. I always get behind some old guy in a beat-up car driving a speedy 15 miles per decade. Wait a minute. It just hit me. It is the same guy. Every day, he waits until I make my turn and then he starts driving up 6th Avenue. Same old guy. Same time every day. Waiting to slow me down. I suddenly pull Mary Lou into another lane, the one reserved for merging. As I do so, I glance into my rear view mirror. Oh, there's this trashy cowboy in his monster truck trying to use the merge lane as his own private freeway. I'm guessing he is doing at least 50 and had no desire to stop. Needless to say, the cowboy is not singing happy trails. He slams on his brakes hard, sends his metal coffee cup flying. He raises his hand to wave at me with only one finger. I return the greeting, and push Mary Lou to the floor. She is out of there in seconds. Down the merge lane for another 3 blocks and I make my merge onto the freeway. I once thought about calling Mary Lou, Red Streak. I remember reading a book about Chief Crazy Horse. It said that his horse was named Red Streak. But in the book, Chief Crazy Horse has to kill Red Streak after the horse was wounded in battle. I did not want that kind of memory hanging over this magnificent Japanese machine, but besides, she purrs. Mary Lou fits her fine. On the freeway, it is nearing rush hour, so things get thick. No problem for Mary Lou. Right lane. Center lane. Left lane. Shoulder. Left lane. Right lane. Center lane. Right lane. Oh, and then, it's time to exit. During the freeway stretch, Mary Lou hit 87 miles per hour. She can do over 120, but there was a lot of traffic. Coming off the exit, I saw there was some police activity over on Arlington. Took my vision off the road to check things out. Didn't see the stupid woman in the Mercedes who decided to stop at the yellow light. Come on. 50 more cars could have made it through before the light was really red. Anyway, I have to hit Mary Lou's brakes hard, made a screeching noise. She has the best brakes in the world. Radial disc brakes. Like they have on Formula One cars. The stupid woman in the Mercedes was so frightened, she hit the gas and squealed into the lane to the right. Well, thank you, ma'am. That gives me room to squeeze through. Good thing Mary Lou keeps her waistline so trim. Barely drinks any gas. A literal Japanese marble. A wonderful red marble. We must stop at a red light on Covington. At least 15 cars ahead of me. I finish my cigarette and throw the bug out the window.
Oh!
The tree hunter next to me in his Subaru seems terribly upset. Literally jumps up from his seat and yells at me. The world is not your ashtray. It is a long light, and I can't get around. So, I light up another cigarette, and aim my smoke in his direction. Secondhand smoke is dangerous, you know. When the light turns green, I move over across the double yellow line, and cruise for a half mile in the wrong direction. Only a couple cars coming at me. Pretty easy to miss them. One of the worst things about the house that I bought is the noise from the train tracks. Santa Fe runs trains through there 24 hours a day. It also gets pretty congested when the red and white flashing signals drop the crossing gates. I'm car number 5 behind the noisy railroad crossing gates. This looks like one of these really long container trains, maybe a couple hundred cars. Then, I get a bold, larger-than-life plan. I put Mary Lou into a quick reverse. A couple hundred feet and I can turn onto historic Front Street which parallels the train tracks. Nobody else is there. So, I gun it, reaching a 110. A mile further down is another rail crossing. I'm betting that the train has already passed there. When I arrive, I find that I was right. Cross the tracks at Morgan's Green, up the hill, into the rich people's neighborhood, and then a left onto Besselur. Then, it is only 3 blocks to my street, Greenfield Way. It is going at things backward, but it works. Far better than waiting for a stupid train. I pull into my driveway and raise the garage door. Now, for the really important question. What am I going to cook for dinner? You hate me. You know you do. You'd blast me with rockets. Machine gun me to utter annihilation. Demand the fates pelt down fierce brimstone. If you could. If you could. Really. If I would. Let you catch me. Let you catch me. But you can't. No, you can't. No one. Nobody. Can ever catch me. I'm uncatchable. I'm remarkable. I'm unbreakable. I'm unshakable. I'm unstable. The legendary. Terror of the road. Furious. Infuriating. Insulting. Fast driving punk. I drive the Japanese sports car. That bright red one with the big pipes. The one that cut you off. Darted in and out, back and forth. Lane to lane. All the same. Made you breathe my fumes. Maybe you listen to my social distortion tunes. You hate me. You know you do. You'd blast me with rockets. Machine gun me to utter annihilation. Demand the fates pelt down fierce brimstone. If you could. I do 90 in a 35 zone. Whiz through the orange cones. Like I own. The road. Endangering your stability. And tranquility. And equanimity. I pass where there is no lane. Squeeze in tight. I'm really insane. But it is my game. And here's my name. The legendary. Terror of the road. Furious. Infuriating. Insulting. Fast driving punk. I'm insane. I smoke my cigarettes. Blow my pipe. Throw out my trash. As I feel a need. All I care about is speed. Slow moving old ladies. Who mind the rules? Go slow to save fuel. Use turn signals. Stop at the signs. Sluggish a full block before the yellow. Make me angry. Furious. I'm really insane. But it is my game. And here's my name. The legendary. Terror of the road. Infuriating. Insulting. Fast driving punk. You hate me. You know you do. You'd blast me with rockets. Machine gun me to utter annihilation. Demand the fates pelt down fierce brimstone. If you could. If you could. Really. If I would. Let you catch me. Let you catch me. But you can't. No, you can't. No one. Nobody. Can ever catch me.
Appaloosa Springs Audio Theater is a creative collaboration whose purpose is to write, produce, and share original story content through webcast radio experiences.